I always look forward to Friday afternoon because it's a chance to catch up with my old mate, Nicola Tookie from the Department of Conservation, who volunteers her time once a week to introduce us to a new native species. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Good. You're getting pretty acquainted with the native species around your house. In fact, I spoke to John Sullivan earlier today. He's an incredible guy. Have you come across John Sullivan before?
Yes, I have. What's he up to?
So he has been doing a little project around his house where he has tried to work out how many different native species they have on their property, and he is up to 422.
Wow! That is amazing. So I am obviously getting used to being working behind the desk, and yes, it has been a nice opportunity to spot a bit more around our local neighbourhood. I'm also quite conscious that it's particularly important to get out and have a wander around, and luckily living in the country, that means I've been kind of getting up dog for a walk. And the other day, let me see, I saw a couple of black swans do like a very cool low fly air show. Might not have had the Wanaka air birds this year, but we certainly had the white print air show the other morning. Kingfishers, the usual kind of things. But then right at the last minute, I saw a falcon, a karerea, a New Zealand falcon, do its sort of spitfire, firing itself out of a macrocarpa tree and across a paddock and frightened a whole lot of birds on the way past. So that was a real highlight. It is a good time to kind of open your eyes and have a look at what's around. So,
one of my listeners the other day has a theory that maybe our hawks and other birds of prey might be having a nicer time during lockdown because there are fewer cars, which means less roadkill, which means less chance of them getting smashed by a car. As long as they can find a feed in some other places, hopefully they're doing their bit to get rid of rats and mice.
Yeah, true. And I'll tell you something else funny that happened the other day. So, the neighbours and I are sort of doing the walk up and down the country road in stages because we want to make sure everybody's, social distancing. And the retired neighbour who was about a couple of hundred metres behind my dog and I sort of stopped outside my house and waved furiously outside the front window. And I went out and she told me we'd had a heap of wind the night before up here, and we had a young marine shag appear on the road. So quite safe, really, because not a lot of people on the road, but still quite a few farmers out and about because they're essential workers. And so even though I'm officially not out in the field and kind of not necessarily off duty, I'm certainly working hard, but I had to throw the old cat cage in the car, throw the hubby and the wee fella in the car and drive up the road and try and rescue this silly shag that must have got blown across Mount Cass and then dropped down and then didn't have enough energy to get back up and out to sea. But we shepherded him off the road and he disappeared by the time we went past again. So it's quite exciting. A little bit of nature rescue of marine species in a dryland North Canterbury habitat for it.
And actually there's a bit of it's not just the informal sightings, right? I mentioned iNaturalist a bit on the show, and they've got a bit of a more formal thing, which I think John has been associated with, the hashtag stay at home.
Yes, the wonderful Colin Merck from Landcare Research and the iNaturalist New Zealand Mātaki Taiao team have got a project on iNaturalist.nz called Staying at Home New Zealand. And so you can contribute to that. Now, they've had, since people have been, since March 24th, New Zealanders have contributed 15,843 observations, and that comprises 2,972 species, which I think is awesome. Proper. Yeah. People can do science from their home, and it's a really wonderful site. So if you want to go and have a look, the Staying at Home NZ project on Mātaki Taiao iNaturalist is awesome. One particular creature that I had this morning. So obviously, all the team meetings now are video conferencing, and I don't know about you, but I did a 10 hours of video conferencing calls with a 20 minute break the other day. It's pretty kind of full on and exhausting. So this morning, Hunter, who's six and a half, I got him to sit in my chair. He was in a Tuatara outfit And as we opened up the video conferencing call for my team, they were just looking at this very small, very odd looking, dressed up tuatara to open the day. So.
Wow. It's like all perks of the job,
eh? Mix it up a bit. Yeah, yeah. Just sort of mix it up.
So you've actually got us offshore today for Critter of the Week.
Yes. Oh, look, I'm so excited about this critter. I don't know about you, but I am such a fan of octopi, or octopuses. And so today we're talking about the yellow octopus, Enteroctopus zelandicus. This is the first time we've had an octopus on Critter of the Week, and I actually can't believe that. Now, as a complete aside, if you're stuck at home with children like I am, and you're constantly looking for ways to entertain them, if you Google octopus view in 3D, you can do that thing where you have like a augmented reality octopus in your living room, or in my case, I had one that looked like it was, I had a hunter lying on the floor and the octopus looking like it was attacking him. If you want to see the true anatomy of an octopus, do that. It's heaps of fun.
What are we Googling, sorry?
What is also, look at, if you Google octopus view in 3D, all you have to do is go to Google, search octopus, and then just click on view in 3D and then view in your space, and you will have your own very own augmented reality octopus waving its tentacles around in your living area or in your bathroom, wherever you happen to be. It's very cool.
So cool.
Yeah, so much fun. So highly recommend that activity. But if we go back to our very cool, very fun octopus, the yellow octopus to me is fascinating, A, because it's an octopus and they're amazing, right? So they are super intelligent. And that's really interesting because an octopus is a mollusk. So the closest relative to octopus are snails, slugs, and shellfish. But they have a very, I don't know, they also look extremely cool, but there's something about octopus that are just endlessly fascinating. I remember when I lived in Dunedin, there was one in the Portobello Marine Aquarium down there that would constantly escape out of its tank at night because they can get through places, you know, and squish their bodies right down so that even if there's just a centimetre gap, and it would go out of its tank into the next tank, which just happened to be full of rock lobster, you know, crayfish and that kind of thing, eat everything in the tank and then escape back into its tank in the morning so that the scientists would come and have a look in the morning and he would just be sitting there innocently but with a very full octopus belly, which I always think is hilarious.
Yeah.
So the yellow
octopus. I got momentarily distracted, Nicola, because I've just found this octopus in 3D. Holy moly. It is the best.
Pay attention to me.
No, that is very I can't. Good. You should have told me at the end of the interview. Look at its giant head. It looks like an alien.
It is the best. And so too is the yellow octopus. What I love about this story is so this is an enormous octopus. And you could size the one that you're currently looking at and not listening to me while you're doing so to be the same size. They're 1.4 meters long, so they're decent. Size. Yeah. It's the largest that's been caught. What's fascinating about this guy is, or girl, is that we know that they're a really important food source for the New Zealand sea lion, which is a highly endangered species, nationally critical, with about 1 million per year of these yellow octopuses being eaten by those sea lions. But scientists have only ever found 50 specimens. So every time the scientists go down and try and catch them to learn about them, these octopus outwit them every time they climb out of nets. And then in 2016, NIWA went to the Auckland Island to survey what the New Zealand sea lions were eating, which of course includes yellow octopus. And so they knew that trawl nets weren't working, that the octopus kept climbing out of them. So they designed these very, very special octopus traps. And the octopus generally live down between sort of 200 and 300 metres below the water. And they had these two pipes about a metre long, and they had like special, you know, you can imagine some boffin in a lab like spending a year cooking up the perfect octopus trap. The thinking behind it was that the yellow octopus would make home inside it. And in total, they caught one octopus and it escaped as they were pulling it up.
Wow, that is cool. You know, I've talked to octopus fans before. I might have mentioned this, who reckon that once you learn a little bit about an octopus, you would never ever order it in a restaurant again, just because it is so intelligent and has so much personality.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. They're very, very clever. They're very cool parents. You know, they are. We don't know much about them, but we know that they can be quite playful and kind of mischievous. And they can sometimes, an octopus will take a year off, a year's maternity leave, including from eating, to look after its eggs. Like, they're just the best. I've seen videos of them unscrewing jars with their tentacles. And I think you're right. Once you've hung out with an octopus, you're probably never going to want to eat one again. I occasionally see them back in pre-COVID life when we've been out snorkeling around here, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, but still so much left to learn about them. Don't even know what they eat or much about where they even live.
No, I know. And, you know, always got to be wary of those cleverer animals, because, you know, as we wrestle with the fact that a virus that you could fit 20,000 of on the head of a pin has sent us all scuttling to our homes, you know, what if a new world looked like the octopus is taking over? Who knows? Maybe the work from home
that is a horrific way to end my week on the radio, Nicola. For all the kids out there listening, have sweet dreams tonight as you work out how to relate to your new octopus overlords. And meanwhile, Nicola, you, with one of these rare photos of the yellow octopus, will tell us how you rate its attractiveness on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, well, apart from the photo and then supplemented with the augmented reality tentacle waving octopus, I'm going to go right out on a limb and give it an 8 for its 8 tentacles.
It's a very good critter of the week, very exciting, a beautiful, simple, elusive animal, and we thank you for introducing us to it. You can see a photo of the yellow octopus on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. And enjoy your last few hours of meetings, Nicola, before you get to take a well-earned break this weekend.
I'll be hitting the video conferencing after work drinks, I think. Thanks, Jesse.
Great to chat, Nick. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.